Today's daf is Vachim Daf Chof Hey, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Chof Hey Amid Aleph, the Sugya of Nishpach. Zok the Mishnah, Nishpach Adam Al Ritzba, the Osvoy Pasul. Very straightforward. Shchita, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, and Zrika. Those are the Dalet Avodos Adam, the Dalet Avodos that are Ma'akev Kapara. So the Kohen had to do Shchita, he had to do Kabbalah. Machlokes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, Rashi, and other Rishonim, whether or not he had to do Hoylacha, he definitely had to do Zrika. What happens if in between the Shechita and the Kabbalah, the dam of the Behema, the blood that squirted out at the time of the Shechita, spilled on the floor? And then rather than the Kohen taking the dam directly from the animal after the Shechita, Asfa, he had to gather it from the floor, he then put it into a Kli Sha'aris, did Hoylacha and Zrika. Says the Mishnah, Pasul. In other words, the dam has to come directly from the Tzavar HaBehema into the Kli Sha'aris. If it's on the floor in between, that creates a Psul. It's known as the Psul of Nishpach. So, Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, a Braisa that describes the Makar to the Psul Nishpach, V'lokach HaKoyin HaMashiach, Midam HaPar. We learn from there, Midam HaPar, not all of the dam does the Koyin have to be Mekabel. It's Midam HaNe. Nefesh. He has to be mekabel the dam hanefesh, v'loy midam ha'or, v'loy midam hatamtzus. So the dam hanefesh is the dam that squirts out of the behema when the kohen does the shechita. So the shechita of an animal that's kachin is the same as the shechita of an animal that's chulin. You have to shecht roiv of the two simonim, the trachea and the esophagus, the kone and the veshet. So when those two simonim were shachut, blood started squirting all over the place, that dam is called the dam hanefesh. That's the dam that the kohen had to be makabel, hoylacha, and zrika. V'loy midam ha'or, that's the dam that came out of the animal when they started skinning the animal. V'loy midam hatamtzus, that's the dam that trickled out from the mokim hasimonim after that initial squirt already took place. So it's mi dam hanefesh, not all the dam. Rather, it's the dam hanefesh as opposed to the dam ha'or and the dam hatamtzus. Mi dam ha'par, when the pasuk says v'lokach ha'kohen ha'mashiach, mi dam ha'par, we learn from there, dam me'ha'par yikablenu, that you have to be makabel the dam directly from the par. In other words, if it's nishbach, if it's not direct, the dam first falls on the floor and then afterwards the kohen takes the dam from the floor, that's going to be upsol. Now the truth is, how we darshaning from v'lokach ha'kohen ha'mashiach midam ha'par, that the dam has to be from the par. Bishloim, if it said v'lokach ha'kohen ha'mashiach dam me hapar, meaning the mem would be attached to the word hapar, it would be very good, but that's not what it says. It's mi dam hapar. So the Gemara addresses this. Iso gudaitich mi dam hapar kedichsev. If you're going to tell me that you're not supposed to darshin dam me hapar, meaning you're not supposed to move the mem from the word dam to the word hapar, but rather you're supposed to darshin mi dam hapar, what would the drasha be? Probably says the Gemara what it means throughout Shas. Mi dam vafilu mixas dam. Wherever there's a mem, it means you don't need the entire thing. Even a mixas is going to be true. The problem is, in kachim, it's not true. You can't tell me that the kohen only has to be makabel mixas of the dam. Amar Rav Sheikh, it's actually kabel is called dam shopar. When the kohen is doing the avodas hakabbalah, he has to make sure that he's makabel not some of the dam, all the dam. Now we defined dam as it relates to kachim, as it relates to kabbalah, and that is dam hanefesh. But hamiyah, he has to be makabel all the dam hanefesh. It's not enough for him to be makabel only some of the dam hanefesh. How do I know that? Shenemar ves kol dam yishpoich, with regards to the shvichas hashirayim. So that was the leftover dam after the zrika. So what did the kohen do? The pasuk says as kol dam yishpach al yisoid, he would pour the dam to the yisoid, and it says take all the dam and pour it to the yisoid. Now we know that all the dam didn't go down to the yisoid, because some of the dam had already been used for the zrika. So, enoy inyan l'shvich hashirayim, tneyo inyan l'kabbalah. But the bottom line is from that pasuk, ves kol dam yishpach, although literally it's discussing the shvich hashirayim, we learn a halacha with regards to the kabbalah, that the kohen that did kabbalah had to be makabel all the dam. So, you can't then darshan v'lokach ha'kohen ha'mashiach mi dam ha'par, mi dam v'afilu mixas, because that's not true. Elo midam hapar, move the mem. Dam me hapar yikablenu. Vikasova goyrin umoysef in the darshan. The Tan obviously holds that this is something you can do. You can take a letter from one word, cut, paste it onto another word. That's essentially what we're doing. So instead of darshaning midam hapar, the drasha would be miktsas adam, which we know is not true. We're going to darshan, not mi dam hapar, but dam me hapar, to teach me that the Kabbalah has to be directly from the par. In other words, nishpach adam ala ritzvah, the asvay, the loch is, it's going to be pasal. Kuf am rabbi yudam rabba, sheikh etzor, sheikh kabbalah, kol dam yishal par, shenemar, it's kol dam hapar yishofich. So the price is said, what's the makar? It's kol dam hapar yishofich. Vabachirayim ksiv. How could you tell me all the dam of the par needs to be poured down to the aside? We're dealing with shirayim. We're dealing by definition with not all the dam. What's shirayim? You did tzrika, now you have the leftover dam. That's what we just spoke at. Bottom line is, the Mishnah said a halacha, nishpach adam ala ritzpah, the asfai pasul. What's the makar? It's learned out from the lakach hakoyin hamashiach, midam hapar, behavi yoysi alo yomayit. It says the Gemara, goyrin umaysifin vidarshin. We darshan the pasuk not v'lokach hakoyin hamashiach midam hapar, but rather v'lokach hakoyin hamashiach dam mehapar. How do you know to darshan that? Because midam hapar would mean miktsas, and we learn from this kol dam hapar yishofech that hashoyche tzorach shikabel is kol adam, not midam, not miktsas from the dam. Elamai, the mem can't be attached to the word dam; it has to be attached to the word hapar. So we darshan v'lokach hakoyin hamashiach dam mehapar that the kabbalah has to be directly from the par. Thus, if it's nishbach, it's going to be possible. The shoyche that shechts kotch, and he has to make sure that as soon as he shechts, he quickly lifts up the knife. The reason he has to do that is he has to make sure that no dam is going to trickle from the knife into the klisharis. So when the kohen is doing kabbalah, he should be getting all the dam from the par, or from the animal that's being shachut. None of the dam should be coming from the saken. Because if a little bit of dam is nisarif from the saken, together with the dam that comes directly from the animal, that will disqualify the entire kabbalah. Shenemar v'lokach dam hapar, and we darshan v'loy midam hapar v'dovar achar. Says the Gemara, b'dam saken b'may makanach. How did they wipe the dam saken? Now, they didn't take the dam saken and put it into the klisharis. We just said you can't do that. Presumably, they didn't use a shmata either, because it's probably not covetig. We're dealing with Shchita's kachin, which even though Lavavoidehi, and even though Rabbeinu Ephraim Tosis brings on Daf and Zion, didn't even need a klisharis, but still, we're dealing with kachin, and if we're dealing with kachin, that it's the saber that they didn't just use a shmata. So the question is, if they didn't save that dam and put it into the klisharis, how then did they clean the sakin? I'm Rabbi Besfas Mizrach. They would use the other side, the backside of the Mizrach that was used for the Kabbalah, Kedichsiv, Kipure Zahav. You find the pasuk in Sefer Ezra that the klisharis were referred to as Kipure, and Rashi, she says, Kipure means kinuach. It's Milosh and kinuach. So you see that the klishore served a dual purpose. Obviously, it was used to be mekabel the dam. That's its primary function. But additionally, it was also used to clean the saken. Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Rabba, Hashoyche, Tzorech, Sheyitein, Veridin, Lotoich HaKli. When somebody shechts kachin, he has to make sure that the veridin, these were blood vessels next to the kana and the veshet, next to the trachea and the esophagus, the two simonim, that the sheichet would shecht in order to render it a kosher shechita. So right next to it, there were these veridim, blood vessels. And l'katchila, there was a mitzvah for the sheichet to shech the veridim. It wasn't ma'akev, like the kona and the veshet, but there is a l'katchila. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Rabba, ha-sheichet should make sure that the veridim are in the kli. Now Rashi says, it's not possible, v'hai toich lav dafka, it's impossible for the veridim to literally in the kli. Remember, you're taking a live animal, you're putting it on top of a measly kli shares, and you want to somehow make sure that the blood vessels are going to be inside the kli. It's not possible. What you should do, however, is you should situate the animal in a way where you know as soon as the shechita happens, the veridin are going to be above the ear space. And today's daf is hashtag ear space. It has to be literally on top of the ear space of where the klisharis is, so that you're not going to have to move the klisharis 2 inches to the left to line it up with the veridin to be able to catch that daf. It should immediately be underneath the veridin. So the veridin and the klisharis should be one on top of another. Says the Gemara, Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, veridin tzorech sheyiru avrikli. You have to make sure as soon as you do the shechita that the veridin can see the avrikli, meaning they have to be literally on top of the kli. The reason they have to be on top of the kli, and this is going to be the theme of the next half of Amud Gemara, is because if the veridin wouldn't be literally on top of the kli, it would come out that they're in ear space that's above something else. If that's the case, there's a chesaron in dam mei hapar yikablenu. We said there's a loch of nishpach. And the yisoid of nishpach is that you have to be mekabel the dam directly from the par. Directly from the par means that the dam can't be anywhere other than from the par into the klisharis. That's why if it's nishpach, it's a problem, because it was on the ritzpah. It wasn't from the par. The same is true if it's an ear space above something other than the kli. So if it's in the ear space above the kli, so that's not a hefsek. So that's considered dam mea par yikableno. But if it's going to be in some other aver, ear space that's over something else, so now the way we're going to look at it in lumdis is as if the kabbal didn't happen directly from the par. It happened from that aver. That's looked at as an area b'fnei atzmoi. If that's looked at as an area b'fnei atzmoi, there's a chesaron in dam mei hapar yikablenu. Memel, there's going to be a problem. So it's based on that, that Rav Yirmiya bar Rabba and Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan, they all said the same chiddush, that you have to make sure that the veridin are literally on top of the kli, not in the kli, it's not possible, says Rashi, but at least on the avra kli. So as soon as the dam leaves the veridin, it's in the avra kli. Oh, the avra kli is as if it's already in the kli. So now you have a dam mei hapar yikablenu. What would happen if a kohen is doing Kabbalah, and as he's doing Kabbalah, before the dam entered the mechitzos of the klisharis, so it's in mid-air, it's landing towards the klisharis, but it didn't enter yet the confines of the klisharis. And at that point, the bottom of the klisharis gave out. The nifches v'shulei misrach. Actually, gi adam laver. Ma, what's the halach? Aver she'in seifel lenuach munach dami? I like munach dami. Now, it seems like from the shayla, aver she'seifel lenuach dami was pashit him that it was kemunach dami. Stating that, we'll see the Gemara is going to say it wasn't so. But at first glance, just to understand the Gemara at this point, it sounds like that wasn't a shayla. He understood that the dam doesn't have to land to the bottom of the klisharis in order for it to be considered in halacha as if it's in the klisharis. As long as it's in the aver of the klisharis, even if it's above the walls of the klisharis, that's going to be okay. The shaila was where it's above the walls of the klisharis and the bottom of the klisharis gave out. So it was technically in the aver klisharis, but lemaisa, the way it played out was it was aver she'en soifoy lanuach. So the question is it kemunach dami or is it lav kemunach dami? I'm a late in Yisua. I bring you a raya. Chavash hem munach as tachas hazinoik. I bring you a raya from the halacha of Efer Parah Aduma. So one of the things that a Tamei Meis needed as far as his tahira from the Parah Aduma was they would take the ashes of the Parah Aduma, the Kayim Hasayre Ford, and he would mish it, he would mix it together with Mayim Chayim. The water had to be Mayim Chayim. Mayim Chayim means that the water is coming directly from its source. So if it's flowing from a stream, it goes from the stream directly into this keli where the Eif of the Parah Aduma is. If, however, it goes to another keli first, it's going to be a problem. Similar to the concept of Mayim She'uvim that you have in a mikvah. You have to make sure that the water goes directly from its natural source into the keli where the Eif of the Parah Aduma is. If it makes a stop in between, if there's a stopover, it creates a pasul. So what happened in this case was, there's a braisa where there was a chavis that was munachas tachas hazinoik. There was a stream of Mayim Chaim that was flowing. And it was flowing down a mountain, let's say. On the bottom of the mountain, there was a chavis. There was a jug. And the water was going to land inside this chavis. If it was going to continue flowing naturally, that's where it was going to go. A kohen wanted to use that water for the Efer Parah Aduma. So he goes and he chaps it. So before the water lands into the chavis, he intercepts the water, and now it's inside his keli that has the Efer of the Parah Aduma. So is that okay or is it not okay? So the price explains that halacha. Obviously, if the water landed in the chavis and now the kohen wants to take the water from the chavis and use it for his Efer Parah Aduma, that's pashut, that's pashut. Even chutzla, even if the water never entered the chavis, but it was in the ear space of the chavis, so it was lined up directly parallel to the bottom of the chavis, aver kli is kekli dami. And even if it's chutzla, it's not inside the tfanus of the kli, it's above the walls of the kli, that's enough for it to be viewed as if it was in the kli, thus it's not considered mayim chayim. If it's not considered mayim chayim, it's going to be puzzled. Sirif pila zinoik, if the person took this chavis, not the chavis that had the efer of the para, he took the chavis and he put it on the mouth of this pipe from where this mayim chayim was flowing. So mayim shebetoich ha-psulim, any water that enters the chavis is possible. V'shebechutz l'akshem, any water that's in the pipe but never came inside the chavis is going to be kosher. I mean, there's no concept of ear space if you take the mouth of the chavis and you attach it to the pipe. But what we need is the resha. What do you see in the resha? Chavis shemunachas tachas hazinoik. If there was a chavis that was underneath this pipe of water, the halach is shebetoicha v'shebechutz l'apsulim. That even the water that's in the chutzalah, it's in the ear space of the chavis, is already considered pasul. What's the reason? Because aver shesoifer lanuach is kemu anachdami. So to Rav Yechon, told Rav Asi, you ask him yeshayla, if the koyin was being makabel v'dam, and he had the klisharis underneath the veridin, everything is lined up perfectly, and while the dam is in the aver, above the defanis of the klisharis, the shuli amizra give up. It's aver she'ain soifer lanuach. The Braisa says that if there's a chavis underneath the zinoik and a koyin now takes efer par and intercepts the water, we say it's as if it was already in the chavis, thus it's not mayim chayim, thus it's going to be possible. It's a mefurish atushta, right? Wrong. Fake the Gemara. Hi, my. But you mean avish ain't soifel anuach. Fake a pasha le avish is soifel anuach. What was Rav Asi Shaila? Rav Asi Shaila was very, very precise. It was Avishas Ein Sofer Lenuach, where the Shulei Amizrak gave out. He knew this, Bryce. It's clear, because he never asked the Shaila of Avishas Sofer Lenuach. It's pretty obvious he was only asking the Shaila of Avishas Ein Sofer Lenuach. Avishas Ein Sofer Lenuach, Kumuruch Hanach Kumuruch. So what's the Pshitas? I'll bring you a Raya, Avishas Sofer Lenuach. In that case of the Chavis that's underneath the Zinoik, nothing gave out, so it's Sofer Lenuach. So of course it's Kumuruch. That's where Rav Asi declared the Shaila of Avishas Sofer Lenuach. He's daf declaring the shayla by Avish Ein Soifel Lenuach. The Gemara says Tarti Kaboyim. It's very obvious from Rabbi Yochanan's response to Rav Asi. The Rabbi Yochanan knew the Rav Asi must have asked two questions. His question was: Avish Ein Soifel Lenuach Lav Kemunach Dami. If Avish Ein Soifel Lenuach is Lav Kemunach, what about Avish Soifel Lenuach? My, what's the halacha going to be over there? And Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Asi, I don't know the halacha about Avish Ein Soifel Lenuach. For that, I don't have a mefurish b'raisa. But with regards to the intim tzolaymer, you want to know Avish Soifel Lenuach? For that, I have a mefurish b'raisa. The Brice is not being pushed. Avish ain't soifel lenuach. The Brice is being pushed. Avish is soifel lenuach. Rav Yosef Masni Hachi. The aforementioned exchange between Rav Asi and Rav Yechanan is the way Rav Yosef would tell it over. But Rav Kahana Masni, Rav Kahana had a different version of how that story went down. His version was Chavis Boyeminei Upashat Le Chavis. The Shaila that Rav Asi asked Rav Yechanan was not a Shaila in Hilchis Kabbalah of Kachim, Dalet Avoides, where the Shulei Amizra gave out, and it's a Shaila of Damne Apari Kablenu, etc., etc. It was a Shaila in Hilchas Paraduma, meaning, according to Rav Yosef, Rav Asri, Rav Yochanan were learning Masechtas Vachim. According to Rav Kahana, they were learning Masechtas Para, and he asked him a Shaila regarding the Din Mayim Chaim that you have by Paraduma. What would be if the water was coming down a pipe, it was on the ear space above a Chavis, somebody came, chapped that water, Mishta with the Efer Paraduma, it was Chutzalah, it wasn't Mamish Bifnim, is it a problem? And he was poached him from a Rashi says you have to say then, being that it's a Mefurish Abraisa, what was Rav Kanish? What was Rav Asi Shaila? Rav Asi obviously didn't know the Braisa, but the bottom line is the Shaila wasn't a Mesachtes Vachim and Rabbi Yochanan is telling Tzu Para. The Shaila was a Mesachtes Para, and Rabbi Yochanan told him it's a Mefurish Abraisa in Mesachtes Para. Rabbi had a third gear, so Masni. Rabbi Masni Chavis Boyeminei Upashalei Mizra. The Shaila was Chavis, like Rav Kahana said. They were learning Masechtas Parah. That's what he wanted to know. If the Koyin intercepts the water before it lands in the Mizra, is it Mayim Chaim or is it not Mayim Chaim? And Rabbi Yechina didn't bring him a raya from a Braisa Masechtas Parah. His raya was from Kachim Upashalei Mizra. He had to Moedah B'Mizra She'ef Shabalei Zinaik. He said, aren't you masking if there's Alocha in Kachim that the Kabbalah has to be Damei Apari Kablanu? And that's why there's Alocha that the Vrid didn't even have to be L'teichakli on top of the Avarakli. He said, but Hamia, there's going to be a little bit of ear space. You're going to have no choice. It's inevitable that there's going to be a little bit of ear space between the Veridin and the Mizrak. Because it's not possible, like we spoke at earlier, to literally put the Veridin inside the Klisharis. So there's going to be a little bit of space. So said Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. If there's Aloch of Dam Me'apar Yikablenu, what about the Hefsik of the Aver? Must be, being that it's Aver Shesoyfe Lenuach. It's Kemunach Dami. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Asi, I'm sure Rabbi Yochanan knew the Braisa, but you don't even need the Braisa. He told him very simple. Even when it's in Tzvar, it has to be right. Because Kabbalah Toicheach. Every Kabbalah has to be Dame Apari Kablenu. How is it ever Dame Apari Kablenu? You hear the Shaila? How is Kabbalah ever Dame Apari Kablenu? It has to travel through some other as it goes from the par into the Klisharis. Elamai, that Aver is not a Hefsik. Because Aver Soifel Lenuach is Kemunach Dami. The Aver, the ear space on top of the Keli, is looked as if in the Kli. So as soon as it reaches the Aver of the Klisharis, so Tutzach Shainop HaKabbalah. At that point, it's already in the Kli. Thus, The Kabbalah came directly from the Paris. So there's no problem with Dami Apari Kablano. Either way, those are the three versions of the way this halacha played out. But the Yisoid is a clear Yisoid. And that is Avisha Soifa Lanuach is Kemunach Dami. And it's, we're learning that right now in Zvachim Daf Chafei because it's important in understanding Kabbalah 101. Because in Kabbalah there's a Psalm Nishpach, and the Yisoid of the Psalm Nishpach is Dam Mehapari Kablano. The Kabbalah has to be directly in the klishores from the par, it can't be nishbach al ritzpa. If it can't be nishbach al ritzpa, then it can't even travel through airspace that's foreign airspace. Must be that the airspace that's on top of the klishores is considered already part of the kli. That's the yisoid of tzorich sheyitin veridin v'toicha kli. Bottom line is avisha soif lenuach. Tell me, what about avisha ain't soif lenuach? So in the first Girsa, that seemed to have been Rav Asi Shaila, and the Gemara wasn't poached that Shaila. More on this now. Tanan Hossam, Nosan Yodoy Oiragloi. O Yale Yurokis Kadesh Yavru Mayim Lachavis. Again, we're discussing the halachas of Parah, where there's a din of Mayim Chaim, and the water has to go directly from the Mayim Chaim into the Keli, where the Efer of the Para Aduma is. So what happens if you have this stream of water, and somebody comes and he takes his hand, and by moving his hand, he directs the water in the direction of the chavis, where the keli is that has the efer of the para. Oiragloi, or he put his foot there. Oy ali irakis, or he put vegetables. Halach is psulin, in all those cases, it's going to be possible. Ali kanim, if you put leaves of reeds there. Vali agoizim, or leaves of walnuts. Ksheir, the halach is, it's going to be kosher. So basically, what he did was, is he put something in the direction of the flow of water to channel it to where he wants the water to go. So he wants the water to go together with the efer of the para, but it's not flowing there naturally. So he has to put something to divert it by using your little patent. Now the water is going to end up going where it's supposed to go. So is it a problem or is it not a problem? It has to be mayim chayim. So does that somehow dilute the sanctity of this water, the purity of this water, so it's no longer mayim chayim? Or no, maybe it's still considered mayim. So it depends what he put there. Yodei ragle ali yiraka is puzzle. Ali konim ali agoizim kosher. What's the difference? Zeh haklal dover hamikabel tumah psulim. If the thing that you used to divert the water was a dover hamikabel tumah pasul, so your hand can become tameh, your regal can become tameh, food can be tameh. That's why those things are pasul. Dover sheinu mikabel tumah, like the other things mentioned, sheir magen be pasul. No, nebili damar v'yechon mishum rabbi yisrael baba makrotz lonta from the pasuk. Ach mayim ubar mikvei mayim yeh tahar. We learn from there haviyasan ali tehei tahira, that whenever you're creating mayim of tahira, whether it's a mikvah or whether it's the mayim chayim that's going to be used to mish together with the efer, the para aduma, to be metayer someone from tumas meis, the havaya of the mayim has to happen al yidei tayra. So even this nekuda, diverting the water into the chavis, even that has to be al yidei hadavar tahar. So if it's used the dover hamikabel tumah, so there's a chesaron and havias and al yidei tayra, it's going to be possible. If you used a dover shein hamikabel tumah, it's in that case that it's going to be okay. Amar Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya said, Amar Rav Yochanan, I heard from Rav Yochanan, so I say meres, that from here you can bring a raya that avrei kli kikli dami. This is another raya to this yisoid, that avrei kli is kikli. This mishnah is a raya. Why is it a raya? So two things. Number one, the only time it's pashit, Rashi explains, that nasan yodei ragle ali yirakis would be pasul, is if the place that you put your hand, your foot, or the dover hamikabel tumah to divert the water, was literally at the area of the chavis. I mean, let's say this water is going to travel 100 feet, and you went close to the source of the water, 10 feet into this little journey that the water is going to take, and you diverted it there. And then 90 feet later, it ends up, because of the way you were able to position it, going into the chavis. That wouldn't be a problem. It would have to be the makabe patish. You would have to be literally right next to the chavis, diverted over there. If that's the case, then taina Rabbi Yochanan, I don't understand. You put your hand, and because you put your hand there, now the water goes into the kli, so the water entered the kli through a davar makabel tumah. No, it didn't. It went from your hand into the aver, and then from the aver went into the kli. So l'chura, how's it ever negeya this halacha, if this halacha is only negeya, where the davar makabel tumah did the makabe patish? It's never doing the makabe patish. What's doing the makabe patish? Gravity is doing the makabe patish. You're going to divert it towards the aver, and then Newton's law of gravity is going to take over. That's what's going to cause it to eventually drop into the chavis. So it comes out the aver is doing it. The teretz is aver clears kikli. So as soon as you divert with your hand or your foot or the ale yurakos into the aver of the kli, it's considered that it's in the kli. So the makabe patish was done al yidei adavar makabel tumah. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Zoy say meres again on a braisa." It's before. I don't know how else else you could understand this halacha. Must be that Avri Kli is Kli Dam. How do you know? Maybe there was no Avra at all. Maybe you literally tipped it into the Kli itself. Aver Kli Kli means when it's in the Aver above the Kli, right? If it's inside the Tvanis of the Kli, we spoke that out in the beginning, that's not Aver Kli. That's not Aver Shasoyfil Enoch, it's not Aver Shainsoyfil Enoch. That's for sure in the Kli. The question is when it's in the ear space above the Tvanis of the Kli. So maybe that's what happened over here. Maybe it was inside the Tvanis of the Kli. So you have no raya that Aver that's Al Gabe Akli is Kli Dami. Amalei. So the Gemara says, Der Pchir Barabba told Rav Zeira, rather sharf, tarda. Rashi says, Shaita Boho. Kadesha Yavru Maim Lachavistan. It says Kadesha Yavru, and Kadesha Yavru suggests that it's traveling. If it's Shoises, if it's literally going to drip right into the Kli, it wouldn't pass the word Yavru. By the way, this mission that we just mentioned, that if it enters the Kli, Al Yadea Dovra Makabal Tum, it's a problem. We know this. That if it was Kilchon Al Yadea, Aliyah Goizen, that's a Dovra. She'ena mekabel tum, it's going to be kosher. But if it was Ayidea, Dovra mekabel tum, it's going to be posh. Zehoya maisa, not just that. This was a maisa, shahoya kachoya, ba'oya laya, ubob maisa lefnei chachamim, belishka sagozes, ve'echshiru, and the chachamim said that it's going to be kosher exhale. So either way, the topic of Zvachim Dafhei is the sugya of Nishpach. What's the halacha of Nishpach? It's a one-line Mishnah. Nishpach Hadom ala Ritzba, the Osvoy Kosher. What does that mean? The Gemara explained, Dame Apar Yikablenu. It says in the Torah, V'loka Chakoyin HaMashiach Midam Apar, Goyrin U'maisifin V'darshin, not Midam Apar, but rather Dam Mehapar. And we learn from there that the Kabbalah has to be directly from the par. But if after the shechita, the dam was nishpach ala ritzpa, and then the kohen that was doing the kabbalah went, he was ma'asef the dam from the ritzpa and he put it into the klisharis, it's going to be pasul. The name of the psul is nishpach. The reason it's pasul is because it wasn't dam me'apar yikablenu. And based on that, the Gemara got involved in a sugi of aver klika klidami and said a gevaldige chiddush that when the kohen does the shechita, he has to make sure hashoich etzorich sheyitein v'ri. Rashi doesn't mean literally b'teich hakli, but it should be on the ear, in the ear space that's on top of the kli. Because being that there's a halach of dam me'apar yikablenu, if the dam is going to be in ear space other than the ear space on top of the kli, it's going to come out that you were mekabel the dam not directly from the par, but from that aver. Because we look at the aver as a zip code for itself, so you're going to be taking it from someplace other than the par. Thus, you have to line it up. What if it's Ein Seifel Enoach? How do you know Aver Kli Kli Dami? So that's the Amud Gemara that we just got. First glance, when you learn the sugi of Nishpach, Gemara, Rashi, Daf Yomidik, it certainly seems that the halacha of Nishpach is a halacha in Hilchas Kabbalah. Meaning, there's a way that Kabbalah has to be done. Dam meha par yikablen. And just like there's a halacha in Kabbalah that the dam that yimakabel has to be the dam hanefesh, v'loy dam ma'or, v'loy dam atamsos. Just like there's a halacha that Kabbalah has to be done with a klisharis. Just like there's a halacha that koyin has to be done with a koyin, mikabbalah ve'elach. It has to be done with Bnei Aharon. There's a halacha that Kabbalah has to be mehapar. Da mehapar yikablenu. It's a sif cotton in Shulchan Aruch. Which simen? Hilchas Kabbalah. So if there was a Hilchas Kabbalah in Shulchan Aruch, you would find in that simen the halacha of Nishpach. Da mehapar yikablenu. It's a halacha in the oifin, the tzura, in the chetz of how a Kabbalah gets done. Kabbalah has to be directly mehapar. Stating that, brisk, Yadua, that Reb Chaim was mechiach, that it's not that way. That the halacha of Nishpach is not a halacha in Kabbalah. Or, the way they say it in Shir, it's a halacha in Kabbalah, but there's a second in the psul Nishpach as well. And that is, Reb Chaim said that it's mevur in Sugis and Mesachtes Menachis, Menachis Tav Zayin, Menachis Tav Chavav, that just like you find the psul Nishpach when it comes to Dam, there's a halacha of Nishpach when it comes to a Karban Mincha as well. Now, Karban Mincha didn't involve Dam, the Karban Mincha involved Kmitza. And as we've spoken out many times, that there were Dalet Avoidis in every Mincha that parallel the Dalet Avoidis Adam. So just like the Shechita with a Zevach, there was Kmitza with a Mincha. Just like this Kabbalah with a Zevach, by a Karban Mincha, the Kohen would take the Kmitza, and he would put it into a kli sharis. That was the equivalent thereof of the Kabbalah. There was a halacha by a zevach. He had to take the kaimitz as well to the makom hamizbeach. And with a carbon, there was zrika. By a mincha, there's no dam, so there's no zrika, but there's aktara. The kohen would take the kaimitz and it would be makter it on the mizbeach. The halacha is, it's gemara yismifru rashis and mesachtes menachis, that if the kaimitz was nishbach between the kemitzah, and when the kohen took the kaimitz and he put it into a kli sharis, you're going to have the psul nishbach. The same psul nishbach that you have in our Mishnah, right, is vachim daf chafei, you have as it relates to a kaimitz. Reb Chaim said, I don't understand. If the halacha of nishbach is the halacha in tzuras hakabala, dam mea pari kablenu, vas pas nishbach when it comes to a kaimitz. When it comes to a kaimitz, there's no par, there's no dam mea par kablenu. So l'churu, what does nishbach mean? I'll read you Reb Chaim's lashon. Vim kein tzorichin. It's Reb Chaim in Sefer and Hilchas Maisa Karbonis, Perik Yud Gimel Alocha Yud Beis. Vim kein tzorichin. B'maydi alfina minei l'menachis din nishbatz hakaimitz pasal. V'aloi b'kaimitz lekem mokim misuyin mei ayin shei kablenu. There's no mokim from where the kmitza has to be done, so or that the Kabbalah of the kmitza should be done, so that you can now say that being that it was nishbach, so I didn't take it from the place I was supposed to take it from. Meaning, if the yisoid of nishbach is a halach in Kabbalah, that it's not enough that the koyin was mekabel the dam; it has to be from a makom mesuyim dam me'apar yikablenu. So, where do you have that by kaimitz? There's a halacha that the Nesin of the klisharis of the kaimitz, the equivalent thereof of the Kabbalah, has to be from the yad of the kaimitz. No, it doesn't say that anywhere. There's lekem makom mesuyim mayin shei kablenu. So l'chur, if the yisoid of the psul nishbach is a halacha nuchas Kabbalah, vas pas the psul nishbach when it comes to mincha. So Reb Chaim was mechiach from there that vayslays this two halachas in nishbach. It's true, maybe, that there's a halacha that nishbach defines Kabbalah, meaning, dam mea pari kablenu, but there's another halacha. And that is, that if the dam is nishbach, there's a psul in the dam. Meaning, nishbach is halacha in hilchas kabbalah, but it's also halacha in hilchas dam. Get this clear. Dam can't be tameh, dam can't be lon, dam can't be yoytzeh, dam also has a shulchan aruch. Kabbalah has a shulchan aruch, and dam has a shulchan aruch. It's a sif katan, not in hilchas kabbalah. It's a sif katan in hilchas dam. Dam can't be nishbach. If the dam was nishbach, bein shchita l'kabbalah, that will make the dam possible. If that's the case, it makes sense that it should be by mincha also. Because although dam, although mincha doesn't literally have a shchita, and it doesn't literally have a kabbalah, but it has the equivalent thereof. It has kemitza, that's b'makom shchita. It has the noisnei l'teich klisharis, that's the equivalent of kabbalah. So if there's a equivalent thereof of shchita and kabbalah, so it makes sense that you should have the halacha of nishbach as well. So again, if nishbach is a halacha and hilchas kabbalah, it's meant that the kabbalah has to be me'apar. The time of Reb Chaim, it doesn't make any sense by a koimitz. By koimitz, there's no par, and by koimitz, lekem makom mesuyin ma'ayin sheyi kabbalah. So what does it mean that, oh, if it was nishbach, I didn't do the kabbalah from the right place? There is no place you have to do the kabbalah from. But if it's halacha and hilchas dam, so then already you could say zayir pashut. All the halachas of dam technically apply to the koimitz as well. So there's a concept of shchit and kabbalah by mincha, not literally, figuratively. So you can have this halacha of nishbach bein shchita le kabbalah, where the halachas it's possible, you'll have the same exact halacha as it relates to a mincha as well. The shiurim, they're very mayrich, and this you said Reb Chaim, and they bring from the Brisker Rav that the Brisker Rav had other rayas to Reb Chaim's Yisoy. Just mention one of them. And that is from the Gemara Masechtes Yuma, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. Boy, Rapapa Kler Shailo, Nispazra HaKtoiris, Nimloi Chofnov Mahu. So we know there was a special Keteris that was brought on Yom Kippur. Some Chapa and Lashon Hara, there was a special Keteris that was brought on Yom Kippur. The Kohen would take a Meloi Chofnov of the Keteris, he would put it into a calf, and they would be makter it. There's a Shailo, how they brought it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ki Ba'ana Neira like a pirus, that Stukim did it one way, the Prushim did it another way. That's the famous or infamous Lahitzi Miliban Shal Tzadayk, and it comes into the Maisa Ketoris that was done on Yom Kippur. So what happens, Kled Rapapa, if the Kohen had the Ketoris in his Moy Chafnov and then it fell on the floor? Could he go quickly, clean it up, put it back into his chafnayim, or put it from there into the klisharis, or could he not? What's the shayla? Yodei kitzaber behema dami upsula? Aydama klisharis dami v'loi psura. Do we look at it as if it was nishbach from the Tzavra Behema, and if it was Nishma from the Tzavra Behema, it's going to be possible. Or do we look at it as if it fell out of a Klisharis? If it fell out of a Klisharis, it's not going to be possible. Said the Brisker Rav, I don't understand. What does the Psul Nishbach have to do with the Ketores? If the Aloch of Nishbach is Aloch in Kabbalah, Damei Apayi Kablenu, it's a Sif Kotan and Hilchas Kabbalah. So what's the Hamamina that there should be a Psul Nishbach when it comes to the Ketores on Yom Kippur? There was no Din Kabbalah. Mincha, maybe you'll tell me, there is an equivalent there of a Kabbalah. So you can maybe for Enfer Abchaim's Kasha somehow. But Ketores, there's no Kabbalah. There's no Maisa Kabbalah Bechlal. Vaislays from the Brisker Rav said that Nishbach has nothing to do with Kabbalah. It's a halacha. In every carbon, if it was Nishbach, Bein Shchita Lik Kabbalah, the halacha is it's possible. But if that's true, maybe you could apply it to other similar situations as well. The point is, it's not aloch in the Kabbalah per se. So it's shaykh to say that just like when it's nishbach mitzavra behema, it becomes possible. So maybe the chafnaim of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur regarding the Ketores was looked at as savra behema. So if it was nishbach from there, maybe that would also be possible. But the point is, it's a psul in the dam, it's not a psul in the Kabbalah. And it's for that reason, the Gemara clears a shayla, maybe you should have it by the Ketores, you shouldn't have it. The question is, what's the makar to this? I mean, posh, you learn the Gemara, it's very not mash. That way, as I let me brisk, I hear. But the pashtus is not that way. Pashtus, you learn the Gemara. It's dam mei apari kablenu. It sounds like it's aloch and hilchas kabbalah. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It doesn't seem to be very ambiguous. So if it's aloch and hilchas kabbalah, dam mei apari kablenu, what was the hava mina? I mean, what is this other tzad? The other tzad come from? So in the shiurim they say over that the Biskarov said that the makar is a teres kayin, but just one hakdama, and that is that even though there's a psul nishbach, and nishbach is something that's going to come up again and again and again and again and again, nishbach is something, it's one of the themes in Seder Kashan. We're being exposed to it now for the first time. Zvachim daf chav hey, but this is just where nishbach is launched. It's something that's going to stay with us. So the halacha of nishbach is, again, if the kayin does the shechita, the dam pours from the Tzavra Behema, not directly into the Klisharis, on the floor. The Kohen is ma'asaf from the floor. That's the Halacha Nishbach. What would be if the Kohen did the Kabbalah and it would be Nishbach after the Kabbalah? And the Halacha is kosher. He did the Kabbalah, right? Pashuk, because Dam Me'apari Kabbalah. You did the Kabbalah. You did the Kabbalah. So that's Pashuk. Nishbach is only a problem if it's Nishbach mitzavra behem. But if it's Nishbach after the Kabbalah, in that case, the Halacha is, it's going to be kosher. Zok the Teres Kohenim. The Pasuk says, in Parashas Vayikra, right in the beginning, it's Vayikra, Perik Aleph Pasuk Hei. V'shachat es ben habokr lefnei Hashem, v'hikrivu bnei Aharon hakehanim es Adam, v'zorku es Adam ala mizbeach soviv, asher pesach oil mohid. And the Teres Kainim is bothered with the extra word es Adam. V'shachat es ben habokr lefnei Hashem, v'hikrivu bnei Aharon hakehanim es Adam, Vizarku es Adam. We're talking about the Adam. So why does that have to say again Vizarku es Adam? The Krivim Neharon Kehanes Adam, Eilu Vizarku, Matam Alei Meshuv es Adam. Fate the Teres Kayanim. Why does it have to say es Adam again? Zok the Teres Kayanim. Minayin Ata Oimer. Because how do you know? Nishbach Minakli Ala Ritz Vibas Vikosher. If the dam fell out of the Klisharis onto the floor after the Kabbalah and the Kayan was Ma'asafet, you put it back to the Klisharis. It's Kosher to do Zriko. Tam Alei Meshuv es Adam. That's why it says es Adam again. So it says Vizarku es Adam. The rabbis, even if it was nishbach, but not nishbach mitzav rabbeheva, that's possible. Where it was nishbach after the Kabbalah, in that case, it's going to be kosher. So the Brisker Rav said, l'chura, at first glance, this Gemara is meraf sinigri. This Torah's claim is meraf sinigri. How do you understand it? What would be the havamina that if the dam was nishbach after the Kabbalah, that the dam should be possible? That I need two words in the Torah, v'zorku es hadom alam esbeach the rabbis, that if it was nishbach minakli, it's still going to be kosher? Why would I think it's possible? The whole halacha of Nishbach is a halacha in Tzuras HaKabbalah. I did the Kabbalah already. So once I did the Kabbalah, you ask a man on the street, why is it that Nishbach Minakli ala Ritzbah's kosher? What do you mean? Because, I mean, everyone knows Nishbach. Because what's the halacha of Nishbach? Nishbach is Dami Apari Kablanu. Okay, so if it was Nishbach Mitzavra Behema, before the Kabbalah wasn't done directly from the pot. But if it was Nishbach min HaKlisha, it means you did the Kabbalah. Oh, once you did the Kabbalah, you have no aloch anymore of Dam Mei Apari Kablenu. You could check off that box. You did it already. So at that point, who cares that it fell? Teres Kainim is not that way. Teres Kainim says, no. It says, Vezarku es Adam, two extra words, L'rabois, if it was Nishbach min HaKli, it's going to be kosher. Zok, the Brisker Rav, it's klar in the Teres Kainim, this Yisoyin. It's Muchach, that Psul Nishbach isn't just Aloch and Ilchis Kabbalah. It's Aloch and Ilchis Dam. Memele, Solket, Ait Chamino, just like this Alocha, where the Dam was Nishbach Bein Shechita LeKabbalah, the Dam becomes possible. Maybe if it was Nishbach Bein Kabbalah, Lizrika, it also becomes possible. Kamash Mu'an Es Adam, that it's not that way. Abaham Mia from the fact that the Torah's Kenim needed the words Es Adam, needed a pasuk to tell me that Nishbach Min HaKli is kosher, that's a raya she'ino of tshuva l'chura. You see from there that Nishbach is a psalm the dam. So we kept on wavering back and forth. Meaning, so Reb Chaim is being Mechadish, Briskerov is being Moisef, and the Shurim, they're even Moisef on that. A big Yisoy, that Nishbach is a halacha in Hilchas dam. Dam can't be Nishbach. If it's Nishbach, being Shechita, the Kabbalah, the dam becomes possible. Dam can be possible Belina, dam can be possible B'yotze, dam can be possible B'tame, dam can be possible Nishbach. It's a psul in the dam. It's halacha in Hilchas dam. You would have thought that it's halacha in Hilchas Kabbalah. It's just the halacha in Tzuras HaKabbalah. Dam mea pari kabbalah. So lefi emes, is it both? Or is it only a psul in the dam? So if you go through Reb Chaim, it's not so clear. But in the Shurim, they say there's two dinam. That in Nishbach shtei tzei dinam. Number one, it's halacha in Hilchas Kabbalah. And number two, it's a halacha in Hilchas Dam. Meaning there's a halacha of Dam Mea Pari Kablenu that says that it can't be Nishbach. Meaning that is true. That when Dam is Nishbach, there's a chesaron in Dam Mea Pari Kablenu. It's also true, however, that Daumine the halacha of Dam Mea Pari Kablenu, there's a halacha that Dam that's Nishbach is possible. That's why you find it in sugyas like the Maloi Chafnayim of Ketores. Even in sugyas where there's no halacha, one of the rayas that they bring, I don't want to get too falumd of it, but one of the rayas that they bring is from Rabbi Yirmi Barabbas halacha. From the halacha of Ashoichin Tzorich Sheyitain V'ridim L'toich Hakli. That's L'chura. What's the issue? Why do you have to make sure the V'ridim L'toich Hakli? Because if the dam is going to go from the Tzavra Behema into ear space that's not above the Kli, it's going to come out that there's a Chsorin in Dam Me'apari Kablenu. You're taking it from the Avra. So they want to know when, in that case, where the dam is in the Avra, not above the Kli Shores. Is that Nishbach? Chura, not. Nishbach, you would think, means it fell on the floor. Even if you want to be mechadish, that Aver is a entity for itself. But could you look at it as Nishbach? So the Chura, Yeish Mokum Loimah, that Avad, it's not Nishbach. Elamai, what's the issue? Why then is it a problem? Because Dam Mea Pari Kablenu. So you see that there's a din of Dam Mea Pari Kablenu, even when you don't have the psul of Nishbach. Something to think about. Either way, let's learn a little bit more Gemara. Om Rab Zeiro, Om Rabbi, Hatsoyrim, Oizen Hapar. So you know that you're not allowed to shecht the carbon that's a balmum. If the animal's a balmum, obviously the animal is going to be posel lehakrov. What happens if after the shechita, so the animal's already a mum, right? After the shechita, you went now and you ripped off the ear of the animal. You gave the animal another mum. And then the Kabbalah was done posel. It has to be a kosher par. But it has to be a kosher par b'shas kabbalah. Ashkelon kosher gedoshim kosher kalminol. And that pasuk is by the par koyim mashiach, which was a korban chatos, which is kosher gedoshim. How do you know this halacha true by kosher kalim? Oh my rabbi Tanya. It says by the korban pesach, which is kosher kalim se. It had to be a se. Tomim couldn't be a balmum. Zohar, it had to be a male. Menshana, it had to be up to 1 year old. Sheyeh tamim menshana b'shashchit. And we learn from here b'kabbalah. It says, Tamim Zohar ben Shana Yiyeh. And from there we learn, Yiyeh, that it has to be that way. B'sha Shechita. B'kabbalah b'loch v'zik minayin. Tamim Zohar Yiyeh. Kol havi'oysav lo yiyu. Ela Tamim ben Shana. So it's a mefurish b'raisa. The b'raisa says clearly that it's not enough for it to be a Tamim. That's what we need. But it has to be a tamim b'shas kabbalah ilach hazrika. So if the animal would get a mum in between the shechita and the kabbalah, that would be enough to knock out the carbon. What happens if something happens to the animal after the shechita? And when it came time to do the zrika, all there was a kezayis of basar left. Or a kezayis chelav. The basar was going to be eaten, the chelav was going to be burned. All there was a kezayis of basar, kezayis of chelav. So Allah is zrika sadam. You're still allowed to do zrika. If you have less than a kezayis, you can't do zrika. But as long as you have a kezayis, that's going to be enough. So what was a bayis kasha? L'chura, if all you have is a kezayis basar, and all you have is a kezayis chelav, Rashi says, Ein l'chamum gadol mizeh. It sounds like the animal, something got mutilated, got destroyed. Something happened to the animal. So if there's Allah, it can't even missing a little part of its ear, because that is enough to qualify it as a balmum, and if it becomes a balmum, ben shechita lekabbalah, that's going to be a problem. How do you understand Rabbi Yeshua's halacha? So the Gemara says, I hear, you must say, tirguma aben shana, that this, the emes is the halacha of atzoyrim, oizen apar v'achach gibel domoy, is only true by kachi gedashim. Why is it only true by kachi gedashim? Because the makar is the par koy mashiach, and that's a korban chatas. So you only know it by a chatas, which is an example of kachi gedashim. And Rabbi Yeshua was saying, there's halacha by kachi Kachim Kalim. By Kachim Kalim, Yitaka don't have this halacha that if the animal became a Bamum. If that's the case, how are you going to understand the Braisa? We had a Braisa that said, Se Tomim Zocher Ben Shonim Yie, Kol Havioisav La Yiu Ela Tom U Ben Shona. Says clearly that b'shas all the havayas, even b'shas the kabbalah, hilach and zrika, the korban pesach, which is kachim kalim, still has to be a tam. Says the gemara tirguma aben shana. The word yia is not going back on everything mentioned in the pasuk previously, but rather it's going back on the last thing mentioned in the pasuk. The pasuk says se tamim zochar ben shana yia ben shana yia. It just has to be a ben shana. From the time of, at the time of the Shechita and at the time of the Kabbalah and the Ilacha of Zrika. But if it had a birthday in between the Shechita, the Kabbalah and the Ilacha of Zrika, that's where it'd be possible. But if it became a Balmum, there's no Din Tomim Yiyah. There's Alacha Ben Shana Yiyah. The Gemara says, Miyah Kamidi, how's that possible? The B'shah Shechita Ben Shana, B'shah Seh Ilacha of Zrika Ben Shnaim. Amar Rav, it is possible. So you say, Merish, Shoyis, Poisleis, Bekachim. When does an animal have its birthday? So you would think, what do you mean? Shkia, Tzeis, Rabbeinu Tam, at the day that it was born, the next year, then the vice is not that way. Vice says it's me'esleis. So if an animal was born at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the next year, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when it celebrates its birthday. So, hacha b'mayaskinon, where this animal was born, bein arbayim on Erev Pesach, on Yudal. The next year, bein arbayim, so before, if it was born at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so before 3 o'clock, it's still a ben shana, you could do it. After 3 o'clock, you can't. So you did the shechita before 3 o'clock. You want to do the Kabbalah Lach HaZrika after 3 o'clock. That's where it's negeya this halacha. But enochanami, as it relates to Tomim Yeh, that's only true by Kachi Gadasha. Varai Rav Yeshua's halacha. Ben Shono Yeh, yeah, that's true. Even by Kachim Kalim, that's this halacha by a Karban Pesach. Shurim, they bring that. The Biskarov said he Pasha doesn't know how to learn this Gemara. How does an animal have a birthday after it died? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. We're discussing it. Had very good. Shoy's poisless bekachim. You worked out the lumdus. And lumdus, it plays itself out very, very nicely. So the animal was shochut at 2:57 and at 3:05. It's celebrating its birthday. Once it had shchita, l'chari, you can't have a birthday anymore unless you're going to say mefarcheses. So anyone that learned the brisk, they get the joke.